All right, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill, and he said you should talk about something enthusiastically for 10 minutes every day to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. You should try it out yourself if you want to talk more enthusiastically. It's a fun little process. And on this episode, it is today for me, it's Monday, the day after the time change, so I will not be talking enthusiastically about that. It's funny. It's crazy how just like shifting your sleep 1 hour abruptly can have such an impact on you. I was like, it'll be fine. Nope. I'm a little tired. It's funny. It's crazy stuff. But the good things about this time change are it's easier to catch the sunrise because now you're waking up at the same time, but it's still dark outside. And the other thing is it's light later, which is really nice. The chickens are loving it. The bees are loving it. But they kind of already follow their own rhythm based on the sun and the temperature, so they're completely unaware of the time change, which is funny. So a trick, if you ever want to get used to the time change before it happens in the spring. The fall one is super easy because you get like extra sleep. It's great. Feels like a cheat. But the spring one's a little harder to adjust to. So what you can do is about 2 weeks before the time change, just keep adjusting your alarm so you wake up, 5 to 10 minutes earlier each day. And then you're just like kind of easing into it instead of just going, wham, here's the change, time change. And on this episode, I wanted to talk enthusiastically about change. It is funny. So like change in the world we live in is the only constant thing. Like it is like impossible for something to stay the same. It may feel in your head that you're like in a repeating pattern, you're staying the same, but in reality, like everything around you is changing constantly. Like everything, from the seasons to the environment to the stuff going on around you. And if you think you're stuck in a rut and you're repetitive, just like look around a little bit more and you can see things change, subtle stuff. Here the temperatures are going up, so we're starting to see some bugs. I actually saw a stonefly the other day. I didn't have my macro lens on, so I didn't grab a picture of it, but I was like, wow, a stonefly. And then I'm seeing little moths going around and tons of tiny little wolf spiders and other types of spiders, and that's super exciting. So change, constant, normal, and it's a fun thing to look at, like on a big scale and then a little scale. So a good example, someone mentioned this and I thought it was cool. It's hard to change things on a grand scale. Think of the time change. I know a few states said, the heck with this. Why are we doing this still? It's from way back when, I believe Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea, and it worked great for farming and saving on candles and whatnot, but things have changed quite dramatically since then. However, it's challenging to, most people have a consensus on getting rid of the time change. It's funny, we can't really make that happen easily. And I find that amusing. Another example is, straws. So there's quite a few large number of people who say straws are bad. We should get rid of straws because of the plastic and the volume of plastic that's used in creating them. And that's hard. Like that's hard for a lot of people. That's like a big thing. I've even gotten heckled on like my bubble videos. Like, is that plastic? And yes, my straw is plastic that I use. However, it is out of a water bottle. So it's like I'm not using a disposable straw. It's a very sturdy, consistent one. It is plastic, though. So that's just an example of a big change that's hard. However, it's very easy for you yourself to make changes. So that is, I think, the best approach to life is like if you see things that you wish to see outside in the world, you should do them yourself. So if you don't like straws, you shouldn't use them. If you like straws or don't care, then you know, do whatever. Drink from a metal straw, drink from a plastic straw. It's all up to you. And it's easier for you to change yourself and your things you're doing, and you can just kind of get a handle on what you think is right. But you don't have to push that on other people. People can just see you doing those things and then be inspired to do that themselves, whether that's through a conversation or just watching you. You know, I made a change to, I used to do it and then I stopped and now I'm doing it again, but I made a change to walk every morning, unless the only exception I have, which I made before I started this, was I will not walk if there are severe wind chill warnings. That's it, even though sometimes I've done it anyway. That's the only time I'll give myself a pass. But other than that, every single morning I will walk. It's what, 5 miles? That's what I do every morning. That's the thing for me. That's my workout per se. And it's good for my mental health because it's like, you know, I do it as a walking meditation. Some days, other days, I'm listening to an audiobook. So it's good, healthy for my brain, healthy for my body, good. So I decided to make that change. I don't expect people I know to come across to do that, but you know, all my neighbors, they see me walking consistently every morning, so that could inspire them in a way that maybe motivates them to do something. But you know, it's nothing that really matters to me what other people do, and that is probably the biggest hurdle of just, you know, making changes to yourself, is getting over the hurdle of what others think. Really, it doesn't matter what other people think. And if you just follow that mindset and then just change yourself, you know, if you don't like something, do something about it. It's real easy to get into the habit of, you know, and like doing something that's kind of a tedious and just be like, well, this is just how it is. It's not fun. It's simple little things like one for me, like the chicken feed that we have. We have quite an assortment of different things. I mix them together for the food. And it was like a mess. It was like I had to take out 3 random bags of things to get to the main food and mix in some corn instead of just like, oh, I'm gonna keep doing this every day. I took everything out of the little food bin and I just organized it. I moved it all around, assorted it to where I could quickly get the things I get every day and then put the extra stuff on the bottom and then stuff I don't always grab kind of accessible, but not in the way. And that's just a simple thing. So you could just pay attention to things you're doing throughout the day and be like, oh, this kind of sucks. Like, how can I make this better? Just go for it. Make it better some way. Like simply organizing different things makes a world of difference. You know, how many times have you looked through like a messy drawer to find something and then you're like, oh, it took me 10 minutes to find like a Sharpie pen or whatever. I don't know. And then you just go carry on. And then when you're done, you throw it back in the drawer. You can invest another 10 minutes in just organizing that drawer to where it's easy to find and access things. And then the next time you go to find that Sharpie pen, you'll find it right away instead of shuffling around for 10 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes shuffling through a drawer for a pen is a little exaggerated, but that's the idea. Like a little bit of organization goes a long ways as far as making stuff easy, making things a little easier. So for me, I'll I'll get like messy to an extent and then go, oh, time to wipe it all, clean it up. You know, I've done it several times, just like my closet. I have all sorts of things due to all my different hobbies, and I kind of destroy that closet and reassemble it based on what I'm mostly doing. So I don't do a lot of 3D printing right now. So on top of the 3D printer is a heating mat and a lot of pepper seeds that are growing. So it's where I've been starting my seeds on the 3D printer. Now, if I get a whim to 3D print something, I got to take all that out so I can print, but not too big of a deal. So yeah, I don't know. You can change things. Just look around and be like, oh, this kind of sucks. Let's make it a little better. And then little by little, you're living a much more streamlined, efficient way. And it's just nice. It feels good. So the more efficient you can make things, the better. I don't know. It's just a fun little thing you can do. And yeah, so change. It's always constant. So instead of falling into habits that may be uncomfortable or boring, you can start mixing it up, tweaking it, you know? Throw some like exercise routine in the mix, some cleaning, organizing into the mix, and things get a little easier, just little by little, like nothing groundbreaking. Now, if you flip that around and go, oh, everyone needs to walk for an hour every single morning, you're going to get a lot of backlash. A lot of people, I don't have time for that. I got to get up, take my kids here, go to work, and, you know, so there's like a lot of kickback, but you're in complete control of yourself and what you want to do. So it just like imagine what you can make better for yourself and do it. Like you're more than capable of that. You're powerful in that way. Your ability to change yourself is endless. Like you can do all sorts of stuff. I mean, I went from a timid, quiet alcoholic programmer to a oil field safety software engineer, like project bidder. Like I did all sorts of crazy stuff there too. A city geeky techie guy, photographer, website guy. You know, it's like you mix it up. There's things that rhyme throughout the years. And you know, now I'm like a digital marketer, drone pilot, photographer, and then I'm doing this podcast thing. Like it's just mixing it up, like completely different, you know. And my income now versus what it was is completely different, but I'm happier. It's funny. So my six-figure job was unfulfilling and not exciting, and now it's like my $20,000 a year self-made job is exciting. It's fun. It's more free. And there's a lot more room for growth, like the growth potential, like beyond the most I ever made at a desk job. Like I couldn't, like that was kind of like the peak. It could only go up incrementally from there, and you know, maybe an extra 2 to 5,000 every year. Luckily, you know, if I was lucky, and that's all based on the company, and you know, it's like I wasn't in control of whether or not I kept my job. So that's the fun thing. And you know, when you're running your own company, if you lose a client, it's your own dang fault or something happened. But you know, you're in control of who you work with and how you work and whatnot. So it's crazy. It's fun. So just look at your life and see what you could improve on, what you can make less cumbersome, less tedious, you know, just little things, simple things. Like, you know, if there's like I wear a hat every day, it's either a beanie or a baseball cap, depending on the weather, both of which are easily accessible. I basically can grab them right when I get out of bed to put them on. It's, you know, just one little thing. I don't put them in a drawer or a cupboard. It's just like boom, they're right here. I know where to get them. My headphones, I switched from my AirPods to the Google Pixel Buds because I like how they fit my ear better. And that thing, like I would lose them all the time, like when I was in bed. Like I would be watching videos and then I would like go to put my headphones away and I'd be like trying to find the little charging case. It's like, where'd it go? It just disappeared into my bed somewhere, and I would have to like tear off all my covers to find it. So I got in the habit of just always putting it right on my dresser. Safe spot, right on my dresser. Now I don't lose them, and I always know where they are. It's crazy. Simple little habits like that make just the little things make a world of difference. But yeah, anyway, that's all for this. It's good. Good. Look for good change. Look for things you could do to make yourself more joyful and happy and less encumbered. I don't know the word, but yeah, just do whatever you can to make your life easy. Wee! We'll catch you later.